Bug.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
You are invited to our website. You may get interactive there in a variety of ways. The number one way is for you to actually submit content right to the front page, and then it can be voted on, voted up or down, depending on how you feel about whatever the item is. It could be a news story, it could be blog post, YouTube video, whatever link you find that you want to share with us and the listeners. Go to freetalklive.com to accomplish that. We're going to go into the phones and your calls about what you want. Matula, listening in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live, Matula.
Hey, Matula. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this evening?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Skype. So
yeah, we're just gonna hang on here.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So, take your time.
Nothing better to do than.
Hey, fellas.
Matula, you gotta talk into your phone, man. It sounds like you're talking to somebody else.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. All right. The health people, man. They try to regulate people a lot, man. I got a buddy who just started a great idea, man. He got him a gut truck. I'm sure y'all know what those are, right?
Is that a Roach Coach?
Yes, sir. He got him a Roach Coach, and he's starting to jump through all those little hoops, and we're starting to learn, you know what I'm saying, how hard it is to start a business in this country, man. It is hard as hell if you're American anyways, but if you're a foreigner, it's like eating apple pudding or apple pie or whatever. They make it easy for everybody else, but if you're a citizen, man, they make it really hard, man.
Really? It's easy to run your own business if you're not from the United States?
Oh, yes.
How so?
Yes, bro. They made it that way since I never understood it. Like my uncles used to tell me that, you like all the guys from the 7-Eleven, they're mostly Indian.
Yep, or Pakistani.
Now, what have you seen that it makes it really clear for you that it's easier from somebody who's not born around this plot of land,
man,
to run a business?
Ask the NSA. They'll tell you, bro. You know
well, that's kind of a cop-out, Matula. I mean, I have heard...
They attack anybody who's voicing my opinion. It's Free Talk Live, right?
Well, no, but I'm wondering what it's based on. I mean, it sounded like you said your friend was trying to start a business and he's learned how difficult
it
is.
I've started my own business. I got my own business. I'm just talking about my friend doing his own business, and I had to go through the same struggles. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how
I totally empathize, man. I mean, the rules are ridiculous, but what I'm wondering about is you made the claim that it's easier for somebody who comes from outside of the United States to start a business.
It is,
and I'm just wondering what you saw. Did you actually see any governmental documents that proved that?
I grew up down there in the South, right where Mexico and Texas and New Mexico cut off. I saw all those people come up here. I saw all those people come up here and take our jobs, man.
Well, that's not true. First of all, Matula, that's unfortunate that you would say that, because you seem like a compassionate kind of guy. And
I'm not discriminatory, but I'm just saying they make it easier for a person.
I don't know if that's true. You haven't really backed up that statement. It sounds like you just heard a rumor that it was easier for those people to do that, Matula. It sounds like your uncle told you that that was the case, but
cousin and a nephew, and yeah, maybe it was a rumor, but I mean,
yeah, it does sound like a rumor. There's something I would like to set straight here.
If I'm going to make you believe it, I have to come with documentation. I understand that.
Yeah, that much is true.
That's what I would like to see, and you can post it to the Free Talk Live website, and then everybody else can take a look at it. Matula, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
You know, one thing he did talk about, though, was this whole idea of this Roach Coach. Like, you know, when I was younger, I was very attracted to the idea of having your own business, like out on the street. You know, you're not tied down to a brick and mortar. You have a I used to love in New York City seeing the hot dog vendors on the street. That was very attractive to me. I thought that That seemed like very romantically cool to me.
Me too. And, I had that idea.
And I just, because it's the idea of owning your own business, but you're free to go. You know, you can pick that up and go anywhere you want. So that idea of being self-sufficient, your own business, and free to go wherever you want. You can take it to any street, any event. You know, it just seems like the idea just sounds like, wow. At first, that would be the way to go. But then you learn that, you know, there are all these regulations on this. You know, oh, you can't just have that business. Oh, you got to jump through this hoop. You got to pay for this thing. You got to, oh, no, you can't have it that way. You've got to have it this way. Oh, and then, you know, you can't be on that street because you got to have a special permit for that. And there's only so many of those. And, oh, well, you can't, you know, there's already too many of those. You can't go there. So you learn that this idea of, you know, starting this little free business, it just goes right out the door.
Right, and if you make the mistake of buying the Roach Coach first, then you're stuck with this thing and you don't know how to jump from, you know, hoop A to hoop B and then so on, then what are you going to do? And then, then you're in. Then you've got to jump through all their hoops at that point.
And the same cop that gives you the citation for being in the wrong spot will be the one that buys a hot dog from you. This is good. Right. Here's your ticket. Right? You know, you can't be here. Sorry. This is great, though. This is good. Good hot dog. You know?
Well, and if you show up, let's say you encounter all these regulations in the town in which you happen to start this business or want to start this business, you just decide, well, that's it. I'm moving out of here. I'm going to take that's what the point of this is. It's a mobile business.
Right.
I'm going to go to a place where it's more friendly. I don't know where those places are. Some of them may have fewer regulations than others, but if you just roll into some town and set up shop, which is what you should be able to do, you know, as long as you got the permission of the private property owner, you roll into town, set up shop, all of a sudden somebody comes along claiming to be from the city of fill in the blank, and that, well, looks like you don't have your itinerant vendor's permit. That's one of the things they call it around here, an itinerant vendor, one who moves about while vending.
Right, you can't just move about vending without a permission slip that you have to pay for.
Now, speaking to Matula's rumor, the one thing I have heard, not that it's easier to do business as a foreign individual, as a foreign individual, but that the easiest way to come to this country is to have your own business. If you start your own business, it often you are able to sort of sidestep the visa things that go that are involved with getting a job and taking a job from an American, that kind of thing, which, of course, I don't believe. No one can take a job. A job is a relationship. And so that's like saying some guy came into my wife's life and stole my wife. No.
Because you didn't own her.
Right. I mean, she gets to make a decision where she wants to go. He didn't steal my wife. My wife has a, you know, she's my wife because she has a relationship with me. And as soon as she decides to break off that relationship, she's no longer my wife. It's not possible to steal my wife.
Right. Let's also not forget that there's an inherent fallacy in the idea that they come here and they take our jobs. Well, it's a common thing for people to say, but it's just a cliche. It's not based in any reality. Because if it were true that there was some finite number of jobs, then the immigrants who moved here in the 1700s would have taken everybody's jobs, and there'd have been no jobs left.
Right.
And then how would anybody else come here?
The
right?
reality is that when more people move in, the economy booms because
right.
there's
they
more
eat.
Right. There's more people eating. There are more people moving around, so there are consuming lots of different goods. And
got to live somewhere.
Right, and the economy does better, so now you got to sell more food, you got to sell more gas, got to rent more houses,
right.
all those things, sell more coats, more socks, more underwear. You know,
they need all that stuff.
Right.
So each new person who comes brings demand as well as supply. And there's plenty of room, by the way. There's plenty of room in the United States.
I've also heard, and this, you know, this has a ring of truth to it, that some people, that some police officers basically don't try to go after immigrants, the illegal immigrants that don't have their documentation in California. A friend called it the Mexican discount. Now, I don't know whether I believe this or not, but, you know, if there's not enough revenue, if it's not worth writing them a ticket because they're not going to show up because the ID they had was illegal anyway, maybe they just don't write them a ticket. I don't know the answer to that. I wouldn't claim to know the answer to that. But these are the kind of rumors that that get floated about.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Richard on the line in Skype, or on Skype, and he is in California. Richard. Richard.
Yes.
Gotta pay attention.
Way to sell
Stand
that call.
By. We're gonna bring you back here in a moment. 855 450 free, the SACL CAI toll free line. We'll try Richard a second time, give him one more shot. in moments, and you can take control here, bring up whatever's on your mind, your experience with starting your own business, or throwing in the towel and just saying, screw this, I'm not going to bother. I bet you there are a lot of people that never create their business because it's just too confusing and frustrating.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control. Toll free here at 855-453. We will allow you to call in about anything. That's the point of the show. That is why we call it Free Talk Live. And we in studio tonight includes Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is a cartoonist and a musician. We don't really talk about the music side of you very often, Marcus. Can people consume your music online?
Yeah, they can. The name of my one-man band is Nothing Project, and if they go there, they can find a link to the a Bandcamp page. Oh, nothingproject.com.
Ah, yes.
You can find
Bandcamp.
Yeah, Bandcamp. It's kind of like SoundCloud, I guess. But
oh, I thought you were like a camp counselor or something.
No, it's a website, and they host the songs there, and you can download it with just your email address in any format that you want, like, you know, real high format, high quality downloads you can choose. It's pretty cool. But yeah, so I don't do the music as much. That's why I do the comic every day.
The comic is Brainless Tales, and it is every day, and you can go to brainlesstales.com to see that, and it's always puts a smile on my face. But tell me more about the Nothing Project, nothingproject.com.
Yeah, so the website hasn't been updated in a long time, but yeah, I'm a one-man rock band. So I sit down, I play drums with my feet, I play guitar with my hands, and then I sing all at the same time.
Do you also do harmonica?
No, not really. Okay. I'm not a great harmonica player because I just haven't spent that much time. Also, I have lip rings, which kind of makes it more difficult to play harmonica.
You can't get a good seal.
Yeah, right? I have to take them off if I really want to play harmonica, which is fine. I take them out sometimes.
Did your dad play the harmonica? Because I know that he used to be a one-man band.
My dad was a great one-man band, and he played harmonica, and he played kazoo, and he was a fantastic singer. My father actually sang on some records.
Some of yours? Or
No, like there's an old doo-wop song called Who Put the Bomb, and my dad did a real high falsetto on it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was put out by Barry Mann many moons ago. And so, yeah, my dad, he was a fantastic singer. He blew me away, for sure.
So when you're recording your one-man rock band, I've seen you perform a number of times at, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes.
So anybody coming to Porkfest 2014 probably can look forward to you. I'm just going to go on a limb and say you might be playing.
I have performed at the last five Porkfests, so...
Probably you'll do the next one. It's great to see you perform in person. But when you're recording tracks for an album, obviously you could play the instruments not at the same time. Do you play them at the same time when recording the album?
So, yeah, it's a good question. And what I do is I sit down and I play the drums and I play the guitar at the same time. I don't sing because the singing would get all over the microphones of the drums.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to isolate the guitar amp in a different area, so that can be recorded, and then the drums are recorded, obviously, right there. So in order to be able to redo the vocals, I don't do the vocals, but yes, the drums and the first guitar are recorded at the same time.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and then we go back, we'll add another guitar, maybe a little bass, and all the vocals separately.
Nothingproject.com.
If you're looking for a mortgage, and a lot of people are these days, homes are beginning to sell, and therefore people are beginning to buy, because if you're selling a home, you're going to have to live somewhere. Chances are, it's another home. If you're looking for a mortgage, the place to go is MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They're going to make sure that you get the right mortgage for you. It's really easy to get the right mortgage for the mortgage broker because, you know, that's the one with the highest commission. It's hard to get somebody to work with you, and Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts, they're going to work with you to get you the best mortgage for you, because there's a big difference between a cheap mortgage and an inexpensive one. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and the telephone number is 866-288-0088. You know, if you're working with somebody, you need a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, back to the phones and the fun. Let's talk. We're going to try Richard another time here in California. Richard, are you with us?
I am.
Go ahead, sir.
The comment about Reading is like, Reading's where I live. Reading's kind of a place where you would drive just shy of a couple hundred miles to go shopping to, you know, stock up for a month or whatever. And the red light cameras are crazy. They're scary looking. It's everywhere.
Really?
And, they're really scary. They're on all the intersections.
It freaked me out when I was in Florida and we went through an intersection with one of these things. I'd never been through an intersection with a red light camera before. And there's this big flash. And it's just, just really kind of caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
It's distracting.
So I've been researching, because I live in California, and California's getting really, really strange, and so I've been looking to go back east. And I have a hot dog cart, too, and there was a comment about the hot dog cart, and I have a hot dog cart. And
do you live in a town with a hot dog cart but no grocery store? Is that what...
I don't run it. Well, okay. Yeah, there's like two grocery stores, but they're not really like a Safeway, or they're more like markets kind of thing.
Smaller ones.
So tell me about you wanted to go east, but hot dog cart, how's that factor in?
Well, the hot dog cart, having a business in America, it's really hard because even on my hot dog cart, even it's all culinary safe, but California wants you to have like three sinks and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And
right. So you have to buy like the most expensive hot dog cart you can possibly buy, right?
It's never good enough because the next year they'll need, oh, well, you need to have a star on doors like Dr. Seuss, you know, and you always have to follow suit because these government people you deal with, every single government bureaucrat you talk to, they all say the same thing. Anybody on the management level, oh, I have to use my budget and then some, or I lose it next year.
No, they do say that. You know, it really makes me wonder, do the hot dog cart manufacturers have an in with these government bureaucrats? Because I've certainly heard that Caterpillar, the earth-moving manufacturer of earth-moving equipment, has, I've heard this, I don't know, not an accusation, that that they have lobbied with towns to put together the septic tank drainage situations all the rules that they have. And that way, people have to buy this big equipment to use it.
Yeah. My hot dog cart was built down on Avalon in Los Angeles, on like a neighborhood where you could pull up at the stoplight and people are selling roses and toilet paper at the same time. So,
roses?
But
why, why toilet paper? I understand roses, you buy one for your girlfriend, but why toilet paper?
L.A., it's parts of L.A., or it's like if you ever played the role-playing game Gamma World as a kid. It's there's some pretty strange parts of L.A. But anyway, I've been looking at
just L.A. I love L.A.
Gamma World.
Avalon, L.A. So, shout out to Montebello 213.
So you're thinking about moving east, you say?
Yes, and I've been looking at New Hampshire, and I've been doing some research, and I'm kind of trying to get a grasp on the demographics because I've read some things like you're allowed to transfer black powder firearms without any kind of, like, even people with felonies can have black powder firearms. And
where is that?
He's saying New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire?
I think that in most states, a person with a felony can have a black powder, it's not a firearm, it's a black powder weapon, a black powder rifle or black powder pistol or whatever.
Is that because firearm's a legal term?
Firearm is a legal term. It is a device that's manufactured after 1899 but not a replica or something like that.
There's a couple good resources for people that are looking into moving to New Hampshire.
But New Hampshire does not allow felons to be in possession of black powdered anything.
Okay, so what I would recommend is you drop by the Free State Project forums at forum.freestateproject.org. Forum.freestateproject.org, and also the Shire Society forum at forum.shiresociety.com. Great places to learn more from the people who are already here about New Hampshire. And I thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at
freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Freetalklive.com mobile site. We've got that too. M as in mobile. Freetalklive.com. Take you right to the mobile site where you can get quick access to our live streams and the podcast for free, of course. That's m.freetalklive.com. Now, Marcus, you are a web design guy professionally.
That's right. I design and build websites.
It's one of the things you do, and you do it very well. But I've talked to you previously about maybe hiring you to do some work, and the problem with good web designers is they're all busy.
That's right.
You know, you are loaded up with work, and you probably could take on more if you had time, because there's usually somebody knocking at your door offering it
to you. And the other problem is that good web design from somebody like me costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it sure does. So there's two major problems there. But you still want to have a website if you've got a business, or maybe you just want to have a website, a blog site, or something like that. A portfolio if you're an artist, for instance. But the average person cannot afford to hire a professional like Marcus, even if he were available to be hired to do a website. So what do you do? Well, Squarespace.com is the answer. You go to Squarespace.com, get signed up for their free trial account. All it requires is your email address. You don't have to put a credit card number in or anything like that. And you can start building your website. You can use pretty much all the tools that they have there. It's drag and drop, makes it easy to add content right from the desktop of your computer and rearrange the elements within the page. If you get stuck, they've got 24/7 support available to you. And these guys really care about design at Squarespace. They've got professionals like Marcus on staff, and they've created templates.
Oh, they're great. You know, I've looked at Squarespace, and I'm very impressed. I love their designs.
For you to say that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely recommend people go use Squarespace, because I'm always looking for something like that to tell people, because I do get a lot of requests to do stuff, and usually I just try to say, well, have you looked at this, looked at that?
So now, there's really no reason not to try this. It's free to go and get started. Squarespace.com. Sign up. Tool around with it. Play with it till you're satisfied and you're ready to take it to the next level and buy their hosting package for $8 a month. And that's just so affordable. Let's say you start growing even faster than you expected and you need more bandwidth. You need unlimited bandwidth. You need unlimited storage space. You can get that for $16 a month at Squarespace. So the beautiful designs are there. You select the one that you want. You change your mind about it, select a different one. It's no problem whatsoever. If you already have a site, it exists, say a WordPress site, you can take that and import it into Squarespace and Squarespace-ize it. So go to squarespace.com. It's a great site, and they're responsive. They're there for you. 99.99% uptime, according to webhostingstuff.com. Squarespace.com. You can use our code and save even more. Save 10% by using code FTL9. That's FTL9 at squarespace.com. 855-450-FREE. David's in Texas. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I called in on Monday about the spanking thing.
Spanking,
and I wanted to touch in on some topics that Mark... Are you there?
Yep, yes. Right here. Go.
Okay, sorry. I want to touch on some topics that Mark said. You said that when you try to talk to your son, he doesn't seem to pay attention, or you know, like he's preoccupied with something else.
Yeah, he's fine.
Do you ever try to figure why is he not listening to you? You know, instead of just he said he's not listening. I mean, there's a reason behind it. If you figure, you see what you know what I mean?
Do you something I wanted to ask you in the conversation beforehand that I didn't get to is two questions. Were you abused as a child?
What conversation? Hold on.
This is the spanking conversation, and I think that it's important to...
I was going
to
say, this conversation didn't happen tonight. We're talking about
this
nights ago.
From Monday. And I think it's important to establish that when speaking to somebody about spanking.
Okay.
A lot of the big advocates...
But why are you... Hold on. If you want to talk about spanking, that's fine, but I think he asked you a question about talking to your son and why he's not paying attention. Can you address that before getting into spanking?
Me?
He's asking you.
First, I want to know, does he have kids?
No, I don't have kids, but I was a kid.
Okay, me too. This is surprising. Every parent on the planet has been a kid. I think that a lot of people who imagine what it's like to have children don't know what it's like to have children. The reason he doesn't pay attention is he's five, and he's thinking about things.
There's always something vying for his attention, right?
Right.
Like his little mind is going constantly. And
he's not a little adult sitting there wanting to have a little adult conversation with me. He's a five-year-old, and that's a different level of development than an adult.
Right, but there's still a reason. It's not just because he's five. You know, there's a reason. Like there's something else that he's more interested in,
yeah.
Or there's something else he wants to do.
Sure.
And
just about
so,
anything else, I'm sure, is better than listening to Dad.
Listening to me lecture him about, whatever it is that I think he should be doing.
So, like, when you go to the park sometimes?
Rarely.
With him?
His mother usually goes to the park with
him.
Okay,
well, whenever you take him somewhere, do you have a conversation beforehand about, about where you're going to go and how long you're going to be there, what you're going to do?
Sometimes we have those conversations.
Yeah,
I think we pretty much outline that. It's usually set expectations, and it helps.
Right, and so, I mean, would you say that your needs are more important than his needs?
Well, I think that everybody's needs are important.
Where are you going with this, David? I'm curious. Seems like you're leading up
to
something.
Well, I'm just trying to get to... Because you said that if there was something where you thought spanking would work, you might try it. And part of the point of saying that spanking is against the NAP is
the NAP is the non-aggression principle. Sorry, I had to interrupt to insert that there. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole point is to say this is off the table. You know, I'm not going to use it. It's not about saying that you're a bad person for using it. You know, or whatever. It's just to say that, you know, this is something that I'm not, that's not going to be available for my repertoire.
So, Mark, you you have said that you don't spank Jack.
No.
Right?
But the
you have said that.
Vociferous non-spankers won't even let you... You know, you can't make an argument from the standpoint of practicality about not spanking, that spanking, you know, the spanking is an impractical thing to do because it doesn't work in the short term as well. It works as well in the short term as timeouts, but it doesn't work as well in the long term. You can't point this out. You can't show the studies here because you must be against spanking for the reasons that I'm against spanking. It's wrong. It's immoral. It's bad, bad, bad. And that's why I asked if he'd been abused, because I believe that what I've heard from people who have been abused often is that the spanking really, it raises something up in them, that somebody in these folks' lives sometimes have used the term, used spanking as a way to abuse children. And I know this gets done. I'm 100% clear on that. But I think that there's a difference between spanking as a disciplinary tool, whether it's useful or not, and child abuse.
David?
The whole point is you're hitting another person.
David, as I said in the previous conversation, I don't believe that the parent-child relationship has to do with... look, I could shut my child out of the house with... and out in the cold, and I wouldn't be violating the non-aggression principle because that's private property and I can do what I want. He's his own little person. He can walk down to the police station and have a nice warm place to be, right? If I locked you out of my house, you'd be fine.
He didn't consent to that relationship.
I understand he didn't consent to that relationship, but does that obligate me? Okay, so my question to you is this. Since he consented to that relationship, am I then he did not consent to the relationship. Does that obligate me for how many years, and what do I have to provide?
No, that just says that until he's able to leave and take care of himself, you are obligated for bringing him into the world.
Okay, so can I provide him
a social contract?
So if I hand him a tent when I kick him out of the house, fulfilled that contract? I just want to know. I don't want to violate your version of the NAP here, the non-aggression principle, and I want to be clear. If I give my son, my 5-year-old son, a tent and I kick him out of the house, then am I not violating the non-aggression principle?
Does he know how to get food for himself?
He's his own person, right?
Wait a minute. Where's the obligation come from, David, to take care of Jack in this case? I'll bring David back in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these 3 little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain here. Enough time for your call and thoughts right now if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features that we share with you for free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. It is money that we will invest into the program to get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can help us out and get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Actually, had somebody asking about amping. There was a bug. Actually, it's still on our website. The bug still exists, so I'll tell you what it is. When you go to freetalklive.com, you try to amp, go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you are not logged into the website, it won't work. So we're working on fixing that bug at the moment. But
you can't amp until you've become a member and logged in.
You do have to log into the Free Talk Live website before the amp process will work. Apologies for that frustration. It didn't used to be like that. Sometimes these things just crop up. So there's that. And the gentleman who brought that to my attention said, you know, well, I want to get you on the air in Knoxville. And so I looked at the database of radio stations that I call. I don't really have any hot prospects in Knoxville. You can call them here. I gave him the call letters for the stations and encouraged him to give them a call and reach out to the program director and encourage, you know, the program director to add Free Talk Live to their lineup. But sometimes that can be a real slow process. I mean, you can call these guys once and then call them again a year later and then call them again 3 years later and, you know, they still haven't added Free Talk Live. Because these are media gatekeepers, essentially. Now, some of them I really like. They're great guys, and over 100 stations have added Free Talk Live. So thank goodness for those people. And we do continue to grow slowly. But if you don't want to wait for the gatekeepers in traditional media, you can just start your own radio station. And so I gave him the link to lrn.fm, where you can actually go to station.lrn.fm. It's a very detailed article that I wrote up with specific equipment recommendations and details on how to actually start your own community micro power radio station. And you could take the LRN.fm feed of Free Talk Live and all the other great shows that we have on there, and you can literally put that on the air. Now, yes, that is technically in violation of the FCC's rules and regulations, but when did you agree to their rules and regulations in the first place? You want to talk about a great way to amp Free Talk Live? That would be an excellent way to amp Free Talk Live and to help spread the ideas of freedom to your local area, to the people within the broadcast reach of that transmitter. It's really great activism. I mean, it's low cost. It doesn't cost a whole lot of money to get this equipment. It certainly doesn't cost much money to operate, a 50-watt transmitter? That's a light bulb's worth of energy, basically.
And it's effective when, yes. In Keene for a while, we had LRN was... being broadcast 24 hours a day, and it was great.
For 9 whole months.
Yeah, I had it every time I got my car, that's what I had my radio tuned to. It was fantastic. It was
people
really
were listening to that.
Yes.
You know, after it went away, people reached out and said, hey, what happened to the radio station? You know, some people that worked for the government even said to me, hey, what happened to the radio station? I'm like, well, it might come back someday. But anyway, you can learn more at station.lrn.fm. David is still with us in Texas. Mark, you got a little heated there with David a moment ago.
Well, I get frustrated because I want the same thing David wants. I want parents to understand that spanking is a poor disciplinary tool in comparison to other disciplinary tools that are available. And what I find frustrating is I will often be the target of anti-spankers because I won't take the position that every spanking, every time, no matter how few times it's done in one's childhood or for what reason it's done, is abuse. That I won't take that position, so therefore, somehow, I'm a bad guy and a target, even though I want the same things and I believe I have a better system to get there. I find that frustrating.
David, you're back with
Mark,
us.
Mark, if you hit a child do you know that that's the only time you'll have to hit that child?
I guess in the first person, I have never hit a child, so I guess if you hit anyone,
I'm saying hypothetically,
right? If you hit anyone, I don't suppose you would ever know that that was the only time you would have to hit them, but you might know that I'm only going to try this one time. So I suppose, yeah, it depends on the person's mindset. Let me ask you this. So since we're doing hypotheticals, if your kid every day or at least several times a week runs out into the street and you try every parenting method you can come up with, and I know the kid's hypothetical that you don't have one, but I have one and I can tell you that the idea of him running out into the street is petrifying to me. And after, say, the 37th time this kid has run out into the street, you think to yourself, okay, I better give him a long lecture and tell him not to do it anymore because I don't want to give him a timeout because that's what the peaceful parents say not to do that too. And I don't want to do what the peaceful parents say not to do, so I'm not going to spank him. I'm not going to do that. The 38th time he runs out in the street, he gets smushed by a car, and then you think back that day afterwards, maybe if I would have applied a spanking, that thing would have changed something. Would you feel bad that day?
Well, why would the kid run into the street 37 times or 38 times if he hasn't developed trust with you and you explain to him that it's bad to run into the street because
that's
you're going to get over eventually?
That's why I wanted to know if you had children before, because I don't believe you understand the developmental stages of children and what they do, that they're just going to do what they do sometimes. And I think that's a real concern. And I got to say, as a parent, we really appreciate all you folks that don't have kids giving us advice and everything, but we can't take it terribly seriously when it doesn't seem like you can relate to us on the situations that we've experienced.
What about Stefan? He doesn't use any timeouts or any punishment methods, and I don't think his daughter runs into the street.
I don't know where Stefan lives. And I'm only, okay, so one person in the world is able to make no timeouts and no spankings work. What's that? I know that Dana Martin lives in the country.
I mean, I don't know.
And her kids are older. Yeah, I mean, some people are able to do this. It's really great. Until you can provide me with answers, I've talked to Stefan, I've talked to Dana, and
we've had them both on the show.
I've had them on the show. I've looked at parenting experts. These are folks, you know, that they've got sort of anecdotal information. And from what I can tell, timeouts are an effective disciplinary tool when it's studied and applied.
Why are you trying to discipline your child? I mean, do you think it's important that they behave like you want, or that they find out a correct way to behave?
I would like them to find out a correct way to behave, yes. Let me ask you this. You're worried about the non-aggression principle. If I have two children, am I the agent of protection for those children?
Yes.
What happens if one child strikes the other child? Since I am now essentially the DRO, the protection agency for both children, what if one of the children aggresses against one of my other charges, my clients? Can I use force to prevent them?
Why it happened, and then, what do you mean force, like stopping him from hitting him?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's not aggression. You're using force, but you're not trying to intimidate the child by stopping them from hitting the other kid.
What if they keep doing it over and over again? Because I don't hear from you is the understanding that children will do things continually over and over again in order to get to just figure. They do it.
Pushing boundaries.
It's going to happen because people are naturally aggressive.
No, people are not naturally aggressive.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
You know, my experience not being a parent, but dealing with my cousins, is that everybody's very different. And I remember being young and my cousins, and some of my cousins were very well-behaved, and some of them were not well-behaved at all. And it just
that's because your aunts and uncles broke them, and it's completely their responsibility. Everything that the child does bad because they're not naturally aggressive. They come out whole, perfect, and complete primates with incisors and the ability to use opposable thumbs. They would never pick up a weapon and use that against anyone, or they would never, bite or kick or do any of these things. They wouldn't do that.
This is the view of...
I'm lampooning the view that humans, because he's right. I really do believe that humans are come out. They're a primate. They are a little animal, and they need to be socialized in order to fit in. Yes, I understand. That isn't a nice, cute way of looking at the world, but that's the way I see it.
If you're raised by dogs, you're basically a dog. I mean there have been people that were raised by kids that were raised by animals, and they act like an animal.
It's certainly true that if you're around people that are more aggressive, the child is more likely to become aggressive as well. I mean, that much is true.
But even kids within the same family have different levels of behavior.
Yeah, I think that's true as well. Although, as Mark pointed out, he doesn't spank Jack, but you haven't taken it off the table, Mark. You can't envision a time at which it would be off the table as an option.
At some point he's going to be able to communicate as an adult, and it would certainly be off the table at that point. But I'm intending not to do this. This is an experiment in parenting for me.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.